All right, so the fall sports in the spring are practicing. Pretty excited to say that, but, you know, how did it go for the first day? I guess the obvious question, Bob Buthorn, since you've been in Florida all these years, generally your first practice, you don't have to deal with it being too cold. Did everybody handle that Monday?
Yeah, and in fact, today was just a it was just like a meeting and kind of get to know and get the testing done and all that stuff type of day. So
okay.
They were kind of just getting used to seeing each other's face again, even though it was half covered with a mask. But it was a little bit chilly out there.
It's gonna be that way for a little bit here. What's kind of the outlay for this week then, and easing in a little bit, or what do you think?
Well, tomorrow we'll just do kind of getting their bodies kind of used to what we're gonna ask of it for the next few weeks, and so we'll do a little technical work, some agility, some just kind of opening up the legs a little bit, get the hips moving a little bit, just really kind of letting them want it, you know, kind of explore what it likes to, what it feels like to be out on the field again. And then also just give them some time to connect with each other. But really just a technical day, a little bit of fundamental stuff, but that's about it.
From the physical standpoint, I would like to get more into, you know, what goes on behind the scenes with, you know, your trainers and your strength and conditioning, because that I'm guessing that's a pretty important aspect. You don't just leave the guys and say, hey, we trust you to do whatever. You have to stay on top of them, but in a very constructive way.
Yeah, so for example, we set what we're doing for the entire preseason, which is about 3.5 weeks, and then we'll kind of map out the progression of those training sessions. It's called periodization, and just making sure that we match the loads that we're trying to place on each player according to how they kind of move through the week. So, for example, this week, you know, the first day, it's maybe we're trying to get 200 meters of high intensity distance or sprinting in the first day, and then the next day followed by like 600 meters. So we lay these goals based on what our human performance guy kind of projects for us and dictates, and then we listen to the trainer on who can go and how hard they can go and those type of things. And then, of course, we just watch. But it is the science and the analytics are vital right now. No doubt about it.
Awesome. Bob Buthorn, men's head soccer coach. Now, all the technical stuff and what you guys are doing this week is great, and I'm glad that we're actually talking about it. But on that note, how great did it feel to actually be out there with the guys? And again, not a true practice, but it's a long time coming, huh?
Yeah. And look, we were one of the fortunate few that were able to have a fall season that we trained and got, I think, a lot out of that. So we are looking at this not unfamiliar to the group and not unprepared for what we're heading into. So in that way, we're a little bit farther ahead. But yes, it is a time of uncertainties, and for what we do know is we have a game on January 31st, and then we get moving from there to see where it goes.
You know, a lot of talk has been made about the schedule, and we spoke about it months and months ago before all this, you know, happened. But the idea of it eventually is going to have a split season. But part of that, of course, is just having one game per week. And you go to gousfbulls.com, and looking at the schedule, that seems like that's how we're going to go this year. What are your thoughts on that?
I love it. I absolutely love it. And I mean that not in a gist of, looking at half full. I mean it that it's given us a real look at what a league table would feel like, home and away with each team. And, you know, as you know, our league, as men's soccer goes, is very strong, and it's probably going to be even stronger this year. So I think, you know, have the opportunity to, one, really apply your tactical strategies for each opponent and had given the 4 or 5 days to do that, and then having the bodies be able to rest and have the kids be able to prepare, and then also academically let them feel like a student, a real student, is there's no downside to what's going on. So this is, as I told Mike Kelly yesterday, this is our trial run for what it will feel like when we have a spring season, and I think it's only going to be positive. There's no negative side to this.
You know, I'm looking at you guys, and a lot of familiar names return. We could always talk about the leaders. Ayo, Adrian Bilhart, Josue is there, you know, Freddie Gill, all the guys. But it seems like they're going to, if not necessarily be pushed for starting minutes, then for minutes, because There's a lot of names on there that I'm not familiar with. Give people an idea of, you don't have to shine the light too brightly on a freshman, put the pressure on them, but what's it going to be like competition-wise?
Let's put it, we all saw it in the fall. So they all, like I said, they're very familiar with each other. They know that there isn't a big separation other than experience and the talent. And that's the most the most positive sign we have right now is that there is this growing kind of level that has increased each year that I've been here of the guys coming in. And this class is exceptional. And they're a great bunch of kids who I can't wait to see how they handle, you know, regular competition. But and look, the leadership's been fantastic, but that has been something of that we've been developing for 3 years. So everything, in my opinion, is just kind of in a spot where it's churning out the culture that we wanted to, because we've been building this culture, and now the guys are more responsible. They're more kind of accountable to what they're trying to do. They're more invested in what they do. And then you've got all these younger guys that are swept in the tailwind, and that's what you got going on right now. So for me, there are a lot of talented kids down below, but the guys that are leaving this are reputable guys that have a lot of, you know, they've had a lot of scars on their shins to prove that they've been through these wars with this team. So I'm just excited. And that's inevitable that we're going to have that competition, but I'm excited for what's above.
We sure are. And listen, I'm not going to take any more of your time right now because I'm going to bother you enough actually at practices this week. So we'll get more into details on the players then. But thank you so much, Coach.
Anytime. And again, we're excited to get an opportunity. And hopefully you and I get a chance to get really familiar with what this team will be all about.